Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Coffee and a Good Vibe. How are you doing today? As I am recording this episode, you know, it is raining here in LA, which never happens. It is gloomy. I'm losing sun with the timing. And you know what's something I do want to share is today I had an intention to record this solo podcast. I really wanted to get to you guys. You know, it's a topic that I'm going to be talking about today that is something that is so recommended, just with every DM I get from people, every new person I connect with online who realizes like a little bit about my story or the fact that I'm Canadian and the life that I've created for myself here in LA, they want to hear that journey. But more importantly, they kind of want me to share a little bit on the visa journey in particular. And I did an episode on this before, but it was more so of a Q&A where I answered questions. And I really, just over the past several months, I must have recorded that one more than a year ago. There's just so many things that I want to touch on that topic and almost even do a series around this because, you know, one thing I wished when I was going through this process was that there was someone out there putting out content on the real non-cookie cutter, sugar-coated journey because it is a huge feat, you know, like to move to a new country and not only just to move environments and to put yourself into a new environment where you absolutely know no one, but, you know, the whole immigration process to legally operate a business, to legally have a status in a new country, that's a whole feat in itself. And I know I can only speak from my own experience, but that is exactly what I want to do in this episode. And if you maybe this doesn't relate to you, I just want to say that there's so much in this episode that I'm going to go into on mindset, law of attraction, manifestation, my belief system, all the things. Like the overarching story is that your belief in yourself has to be so unshakable, has to be so pure, has to be so abundant, has to be such a deep intrinsic motivator that keeps you going. Because, you know, when life throws you curveballs and adversities, we always have to, we can respond to it in a way that's going to be very powerful, where we can really dictate and create our own reality, or we can play victim and react to things, right? React to circumstances, react to the cards that were dealt. But that is really, truly not what I'm going to be going into on this episode. So I know everyone's going to get value from this, and I'm so excited to kind of dive into it. But basically, today, my day kind of took a turn. I was like, you know what? Maybe it is not meant to be. Maybe I'm not meant to record this episode. You know, so many things are like hindering me from like sitting down behind the mic and recording this podcast. But no, I was like, Aisha, you cannot make an excuse. You cannot push it off. You made a commitment to yourself. And in every way of our life, you know, when we're making commitments to our work, when we're making commitments to showing up for ourselves, going to the gym, making these promises to ourselves, it is so important that we continuously like show up when we say we're going to show up. It's so easy to be like, you know what, this took a turn. Like maybe it's not aligned, because that happens too. But also, sometimes it's just like, no, it's continuing to stick to the daily commitments. If you have, you know, if you are building another business or you want to be more intentional with posting content online and then you self-sabotage and you maybe schedule other things in between, or you let other people interfere with a plan when you decided you were going to, you know, maybe go get your meal prep for the week done or do the things that we say we're going to do. I think it is so important that we own up and we live up to every single commitment that we choose to make for ourselves. And as I'm recording this episode, it is January, it is 2024. And I think the new year is such a potent time for that. But I also think at any point in time, like if you're listening to this episode and it is October, it is November, make a commitment starting today, right now. Like, what are commitments you want to keep to yourself? Where do you want to be? And when you're so intentional about who you want to be in the world, what you want to create, who you want to be, you can reverse engineer what you have to do today, right now, to show up as him, to show up as her. And it really just creates such an abundant ripple from there. So on that note, we are not self-sabotaging on solo podcasts because the solos are truly like where I get so filled up. Like I get filled up from doing this podcast in so many ways. But when I get to do these solos and speak from the heart and speak so real and vulnerable, it is my purpose. Like I truly believe that if this solo episode can serve one person, like it's worth it. It is making my purpose so fulfilled. So on that note, you know, I wrote an outline and you know, when you know it's meant to be an episode is when you're writing an outline and you know, your higher self, your intuition is writing faster than you can even write. And I did write this out pen to paper. Side note on pen to paper notes, you know, I interviewed Sahil Bloom a while back and he talked about how he carries a pocket notebook wherever he goes. And he does this because when he is out and about, this little pocket moleskin notebook, he will make notes, write takeaways. If someone says something that sparks an idea, he will like make a note of it and he'll refer back to this notebook. And if you guys aren't familiar with Sahil, I'm going to leave his episode in the show notes because he is just such a profound human. You know, when you meet someone and you're like, wow, you're a genius. You just have, your mind just works in such a beautiful, different way. I get why you have the brand that you do. You share the takeaways that you do. His brain is just beyond. And he has so many different offers, like with his newsletter, The Curiosity Chronicle, and his podcast. He breaks down so many concepts, so much wisdom in bite-sized pieces. And one of the things that he does is he writes down like things that he wants to circle back on or things that are sparking inspiration. And the value, the reason why I'm sharing that is because he talks about how he retains it. He retains the info when he writes it down. And I will say like writing out, I love my Google Drive and I write out a lot of things on Google Drive and in my notes and in my project management software. And when I write things down pen to paper, it hits different. Like, I just think that like writing it down, it's almost like a mental rehearsal. So you almost retain the information so much more. And I just truly feel like it is such a, it's like old school, but then it's such a power move. I write things down on my notes all the time because I don't carry a notebook all the time. But especially when I'm in New York City, I'll always carry a journal or a notebook. Like I did that after I met with him. And yeah, I just really enjoyed doing that. So highly encourage that little habit. And you know, we're big on journaling. So it's just kind of like another type of journal to kind of have in your back pocket. But today's episode, my visa journey. So for those of you who are new here on the podcast, or you just picked up this episode, or your friend referred it to you because you maybe you're trying to navigate, you know, how you can make that move to the States. A little bit of context on myself and my own journey. My name's Aisha. I am an entrepreneur. I live in Los Angeles right now. I am 28 years old. I moved here about 5 years ago. So when I was 22 is like when I was navigating my visa journey. I wanted to live out in LA, right? And there's a lot of different types of visas out there. There's a lot of different avenues. There's a lot of different options. And I went through the path of an E2 visa. An E2 visa, in summary, is between, it's a treaty that the US and Canada have. So Canadians can essentially apply for this visa and you would be establishing your own LLC, your own corporation. And essentially, if you get this visa approved, you can then operate your LLC, your American business here in the States. And the biggest thing about this visa is that you're stimulating economic stimulation, you're hiring in the US, you're employing in the US, you're creating job opportunity, you are making money in the US, you're creating economic stimulation, and you're paying tax, high tax, on your business operating in the state, in the country, and then in the state that you are wishing to operate your business. So it's kind of loaded because when I was going about the process, yes, there's student visas, there's O-1s, there's work visas, there's permits, there's TNs, there's all those things. I think the biggest piece of advice that I think that I want to leave here, just depending on your own journey and your if you're navigating it, is to ask yourself, you know, what is your goal here in the States? Like, what is your vision for your life? What do you want to do here? Like, if you were to get a legal status here, what would your life look like? And I think when I was asked that question, and thank God, like, in understanding like what my purpose and my mission was, like, obviously everyone wants to move to LA and like live in a beautiful warm place. I'm from Toronto and it's like such a contrast with just the weather and the sunshine and the palm trees. I swear to God, it does not get old. I pinch myself every time I see a palm tree. Like, I was driving in Beverly Hills today and like just, yeah, I'm used to seeing them, but it just like, I am just so grateful, and I never want that gratitude to go away, that appreciation, that zest for life, because every single day is a blessing. And I think we have to honor the blessing of simply like waking up and seeing the sun, like how much of an infinite blessing that little thing is. But when I was kind of going through this process, like, of course I wanted to live here. The thing is, it's like, okay, if I wanted to, I was young. So everyone's like, oh, go to school, just like go get a full course load and then get a student visa. The things, there's caveats to all of them. Like, with a student visa, you have to be in school. Like, you can't just like take a student, like apply for a student visa, do a full course load, because you can't work. You are here for what your visa is. So that is to study. And what happened when COVID happened, a lot of people who then were doing remote, they got sent back to where their home country is. And then they did online school because as the government would say, like, you don't need to be here technically if school's online. Same thing with a work visa. Like, if you were going to work for a company and have a permit and do great work, like, if you love that company, then yes. Like, if you want to be with that company while you're here in the States, then that's amazing. If you want to, I know TN visa is for certain types of jobs, and I know there's a lot of qualifications, and depending on like what type of job, I think, don't quote me on this, I did not do a TN visa, but like, I think there's like an accountant, like there's certain fields where you can apply for a TN. And then there's a lot of course, like things around that requirements. But for me, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to create my own path. I always wanted to create my own life by design. And the best avenue for me that I was exposed to was the E2 visa, where I would create an LLC. And I always say to everyone who asks, I'm like, it is like building a business on steroids, because you have to, they give E2s that are 2 years and 5 years. You are essentially building a 5-year business plan. And in that 5-year business plan, you are showing everything. You are so incredibly clear on the niche, the offering of your business, the way you serve clients, what type of clients you work with. You then go a step and like show the consulate, the US consulate, how many clients, if you were to get this visa, you know, how many clients you have in the pipeline who are ready to employ your company and contract you. And everything from every job you want to create, and the type of position they are, and the type of salary you're going to give, and the financial projections, and the taxes you would pay from that, and where you're operating your business, and what the competitive landscape is. I think it's like, I honestly feel like it was like building a business on steroids, like I said. But then that type of work, like, I know someone can look at that and be like, wow, you know, that's a lot of work. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. I think that, first of all, every adversity, everything that's dealt, like given to you, you have two ways of looking at it. And I almost, and this is what I always tell myself, even to this day, like, yes, it's stressful. And yes, it was a lot of work. I like swear, like my early 20s, I was just lasered on building this company, getting as many people that like meeting with as many people that potentially would, I could market myself towards. Also, just side note, like I don't have a business in the States because the whole premise of the visa is that you are not operating any type of business. Like you're not allowed to operate any business. You don't, it's a new LLC. So you don't even have like case studies, test clients to show for it because you are a brand new business. So even within this journey, like there was so many curveballs and adversities and even just like challenges. But the way I viewed it the whole time was like, wow, once I can get through this, I can get through anything. And it's such a beautiful, when you work so hard to get to where you are and when you continue to work so hard along your journey, you just have so much gratitude. You have so much gratitude and appreciation for it. And I truly believe that like when you truly earn like every little thing, your passion, your zest for life, your hunger is just unmatched. And that's like one thing I will say and even say to myself, like 2024 is a special year because it is the final year of our E2 visa. And it's so crazy because when I got my E2, I saw 5 years. Like they gave it to me for 5 years and it was like the biggest like accomplishment. And I was like, I couldn't even describe to you how I felt when I went to that interview. And also my interview was so different than what my lawyer told me. It was a very different experience. It was way longer. It was tedious. It was insane. I'm so glad I was prepared, but after that, and I didn't even know if I would get it because they're so stone cold when you're getting interviewed. And I got called back and I got the stamp of approval and I got to give my passport in to the US consulate and then get it back with my visa in like a week later and saw the date, like, wow, I got a 5-year visa, which was like the max they would give. And then you have renewal. I couldn't even imagine like that feeling of just accomplishment that you feel. But 2024 is the year of renewal. And it's so crazy because when I got it, I was like, wow, 5 years is so long. And I'm sitting here recording this and I know I'll be recording another episode, you know, end of this year when I have my renewal, when I'm past the renewal and I have my new visa, like it'll be so profound to also be able to do that. But the big thing that I will say is like, your belief system in yourself has to be so strong when you're going through these processes. You cannot entertain one thought of doubt, of negativity. I remember going through this process. I had a lot of things against me, like let alone just being like young and going through the visa. I just had nothing going for me with everything was a roadblock. But then my attitude was like, okay, if that doesn't work out, that just means there's another avenue. Like that just means there's going to be another, even the attorney. Like I do recommend, one of my notes is I do recommend 100%. If you're wanting to navigate this journey, finding a really great attorney, immigration attorney that can help you because they know the best. Like they know all the ropes. They will tell you what to do to make the case stronger. Yes, it is a pretty penny. Especially I remember at the time when I was moving from when I was in Canada and I had only Canadian dollars in my bank account and I'm like 21, 22 years old. I ended up hiring a LA attorney, which is like so much more than a Canadian attorney for sure. But he came highly recommended and I'm just so grateful that I like trusted my gut with that and invested in that because it was truly an investment. Because that, if you have to redo that process, like just think you would be paying all those immigration fees again. So I really recommend doing your research, finding a really great immigration attorney, but also ensuring that they have success cases with other people in your same shoes. So I'm just going to speak from my own experience, but doing the E2, there were some attorneys that were like, oh no, they're never going to give it to someone who's 21 or 22 years old. Like you have, like this chances are slim, or I don't think this business would do well. People who just didn't have a track record of like getting other people through it. Also in the time, like when I did this, it was 2018, 2019, because I got it in 2019. So when all the immigration rules have recently shifted, a lot of people's past experiences didn't really apply to, you know, what is the case right now. So the fact that like the lawyer that I worked with, he recently got someone through on an E2, like similar business industry, and just seemed like he, and also he came through a referral that I spontaneously, because I didn't know, guys, I didn't know anyone in LA. Like when I was just traveling here and like figuring things out, I didn't know anyone. Like I didn't have experience in LA, nothing. And I remember meeting this gentleman at a coffee shop. When I was in town, I would always, you know, I love my coffee and a good vibe. I would always go to this one coffee shop on Abbot-Kinney called Intelligentsia, if you know of it. And Abbot-Kinney was like my favorite street. And I loved that coffee shop. And I went there one morning and this gentleman in the line said something and I was just like, nice. I kind of like laughed at his joke or something just to be polite. And anyway, one thing led to another. And he was like, he said a comment that like said I was nice. And I think I said something back of like, oh, it's because I'm Canadian. And then he was like, oh, I'm Canadian too. And then long story short, found out he was this huge real estate developer who lives in LA, but has developed all over Vancouver and Canada. And a lot of his employees, he's gotten visas for, and like he had the best of the best, like big attorney. And he was the one who introduced me to the attorney that I went with. So crazy how you never know where a connection or a synchronicity will come from. And I think it's just so crazy how like that relationship even manifested and came into my path. Also, I will say that, you know, throughout this journey of just once I started the visa journey and putting myself out there, meeting new potential clients, building this business and the framework of it, that also was the emergence of coffee and a good vibe. You know, one of the things that I always enforce and like always recommend is going the extra mile and putting yourself out there. Because one thing that I did is I leveraged social media to such high levels. Like I was like, okay, I'm all about your vibe attracts your tribe. And if you put yourself out there and you lead with value and just the genuine love to connect with someone, you know, people can feel that energy. And if you're coming from this genuine, authentic place of just wanting to connect, add value, and just also just genuinely, like I wasn't asking for anything, that is honestly how I started coffee and a good vibe. I started putting myself out there, and I remember I like DM'd Liquid IV, Brendan Cohen, the founder. I went up to like the one of the guys who worked at Movement at Gold's Gym, where I was also working out at. And I just went up with him and said I was such a huge fan of his podcast and I love everything that they're doing with Movement. And it was just so genuine of my comment that like it ended up resulting into a friendship, and he ended up connecting me to the founders of Iconic. And good people know good people. And when you are such a genuine person and sincere in your actions, it creates such a ripple and people will want to help you. People will want to connect you. And that is exactly what I felt happened in my own journey. And naturally through meeting with these people for coffee and a good vibe, I was like, holy shit, I am learning so much from these individuals. And I would love to record these conversations and share them, because at the time I was documenting a lot of my journey and I was meeting so many amazing people, and people who were following me on social were like, wow, you connected with so-and-so. That's so rad. Or I was like, you know what? Let me record these conversations, because if I'm getting immense value, I'm sure other people are too. And that's kind of how coffee and a good vibe side note, just like emerged. And with that, like, obviously it changed because then you couldn't just do coffee and a good vibe at a coffee shop because you had to get some mics. You had to have a closed space for audio and all those little details. But it was just such a beautiful way of like a pure intention of how it started. And going into like even our events, it started off of that too, because I am so grateful that I operate a business here. And now my agency is full PR agency. We work with amazing brands. We work with amazing talent and influencers and public figures in the space. And part of my work, you know, with getting to do events and PR campaigns and influencer marketing, I'm so blessed that I get to always constantly be around so many amazing movers and shakers and tastemakers and emerging brands and also renowned brands that have been in the space. And one of the things that I always made a promise to myself on was, you know, if I meet someone in their journey who is just like how when I moved here and I just had this hungry heart to build this lifestyle that I envisioned for myself, I would help that person and I would create spaces and environments where it would make their journey easier. Even if it was like a sliver of, even if it like I could do like a sliver of an inch of helping them and, you know, make their journey a little bit easier by, you know, connecting them to so-and-so or putting them in a room where they would have never have imagined. That is why I wanted to do these events with our industry events and our Coffee and a Good Vibe live. It is a melting pot for all these abundant humans because when you can bring these spaces and you can curate, and I know there's so many events, and now that I'm in the space, like there's so many founder dinners, there's so much this, and I just truly know like my why and intention is so pure and how I want to go about building these spaces and these events. And I truly think it's all in your heart and intention, and the energy that you put into your events is what people feel. Because, you know, people can go to an event, but they're going to remember how they feel and how they left. And if I can control that and I can control my heart and my intention and the vibe I'm curating and how I can make people feel so loved, so seen, so heard, so happy, and make their journey even a little bit easier, then that is my purpose and that is why I'm striving to do these events. And if you have not been to a Coffee and a Good Vibe event, I really hope that you come to our next one in 2024, because I just put it all on the table when I host one of these and everyone is welcome. But all those things too, just speaking out loud here, like if I didn't go through the journey that I did, I probably wouldn't have had that same mission or that same passion behind this mission and what I'm doing with the hosting of these events and curating these different types of communities in this community right here. So that is also how Coffee and a Good Vibe birth. And I truly just want to say that if you are someone who's moving to a new environment or you live in a city or you maybe just don't even love your current circle and you want to up level and you want to have people who are really of that same vibe and ethos as you. And, you know, I think your environment is everything. I think that the people that you keep around really do dictate your output. They dictate, you know, how you show up. And it does play a role, right? If you're around people who are empowering you and also just like living in their truth. I get so inspired here in LA when I'm around just friends of mine who are just so living their true potential. Like I am really good friend, like two of my girlfriends, Montana Tucker and Brooke Sheffey on Instagram. They are like, I was thinking when I was with them last week on one of our coffee walks, I was like, holy shit. I just had like a moment of reflection when I was sitting there listening to Brooke and we all shared about like things we're working on with 2024 and our businesses and our brands. And when I just was like listening to them speak, I was like, holy shit, I am so inspired by my friends. Like they're winning at such a profound level. They are also just like glowing with radiance and beauty and they're just so such queens in every way. And I'm just so happy for their success. I wish them just so much continued abundance. And I'm just so proud and honored to be in their presence as they conquer. And I think it's so important to have this abundant view on everyone you're around, but I also know that they only wish what's best for me. And I think it is so important to have a circle where everyone is rooting for each other and everyone is winning. And also, like, as they're winning in their pursuits, they want you to win too. And it's just pure, and you can feel it because there is so much to go around. Like, there's enough space for everyone to be successful. Even if you had a fitness brand, your friend had a fitness brand, you both had an app, you both had this, like, there is so much room for everyone. I always meet other people who are launching podcasts or other people who are doing live shows or those founder dinners. And I'm like, amazing, because everyone has their own way of doing it. And there is such a need for it. Like, thank God I'm like not the only one who has the same mission to connect people. And I think it's such a beautiful way to live life, because when you live from the abundant state, you end up attracting so much more abundance into your life. You know, we attract what we are. And when we are operating from that high vibrational standpoint, you are just a magnet for more. And it's so crazy how this works, but like, you end up repelling like low vibrational people. When you work on yourself and you do the inner work, you end up only attracting people who are of that vibe and ethos. And it's such a beautiful thing. Okay, so back on some expectations of the visa. I want to go over like just some like high level things that I made notes on, because I know these are questions and that's the process. I think that my expectations of the process were that it would be like X amount of a time frame. So I didn't think it would take as long as it did. And it definitely took longer than I wanted it to. And I'm aggressive, like, moving with visa, like the paperwork and all the elements I had to prepare to submit, I thought it would be like more linear, and it definitely wasn't, because even when we were about to submit the huge book of like the business plan and everything that we had to showcase with the investment, also my visa, the whole premise of an LLC is that you do an investment in it, in the company. So with that investment, that's how you end up getting the business up to working order. So then if you were getting the visa, you would have that business. If the U.S. consulate approved it, amazing, your business is up to working order and you are good to go. And you have the cash flow, like, you've invested into your business, so you have that money here. And the biggest thing is, like, that money isn't your money, it's the LLC's money. So it's the U.S.'s money. And with that being said, like, at the end of the process, I remember like we were ready to file and my lawyer's like, no, you got to go do this, or, oh, you have to invest this much more in this category. And it was just a lot longer of a process than I thought. And then once you submit, when I didn't have this visa yet, I went to Canada and I was in Canada, and then I had a waiting period. So basically you're just waiting to get called for the interview from the consulate. And then in your hometown, I was in Toronto, I went to get interviewed. And that process, I know my lawyer was like, it wasn't that bad. It was like, I think it was 6 to 8 weeks I waited. And remember, this is also pre-COVID, like 2019. And I know that once COVID happened, I know there was, it shifted. And now I know they're like, because we are looking to file in the summer this year for the renewal, the same situation will happen where I'm waiting for the interview and then I will go to Canada, take my interview. I know that the time length is pending. My lawyer said there is a backlog, but I will have an update for you then. But I think it's just being so patient, because the process definitely does take longer. Maybe it could be quick for other visas or depending on the time length, but just be mindful of the time process. I also just highly, highly encourage moving forward in the investment, moving forward in the work, moving forward in the time that it takes to do this, because honestly, I have a lot of friends who, when I was going through it, they are Canadian and they wanted to do it as well. And now, like, years later, they're doing it. So I just think, like, if you know it's your mission and it's your like vision to live in the States and operate a business here and like live a life here, I would recommend just doing it, like going through the work and beginning that process, because
I think it just prolongs it, right? Like if I were to have waited, I'm really grateful. Like my parents were like, you know, Aisha, if you were going to do this, you're doing it the right way. I'm glad I just kind of went through with it and was like, okay, well, let's get started and not waiting, because I truly could not imagine my life anywhere else. My other note was on the investment. Be mindful that it is an investment for any type of visa. I know mine in particular, because it is an E2, it's an investor's visa for your company, but any visa, I know there's a lot of different fees. So just being mindful of that, but not letting it discourage you, because if there's a will, there's a way. And I will say that like the investment that it did cost up front for me, it's coming back tenfold because of the life that I can create here in the States. And it's so crazy what they say, like, oh yes, America, the American dream. I really believe that. I really believe that you can create a life from nothing here, because it's the land of opportunity. And I know other countries are like that, but for the sake of this episode, I'm talking about my relationship with the States and my journey. And I will say, like, that investment comes back tenfold, because you can live a life here and you can do it all the right way. And so many miracles and things can happen when you are living in your truth, living in alignment, and living from this like authentic, abundant place where you are creating the life that you've dreamed of. My other note on this is that your attorney matters. So definitely do your research on that and reach out to people. Like, use me as a resource, DM me on Coffee and a Good Vibe on Instagram, and I am so there for you. And I also think that like a lot of people who've been through this journey, one thing I have learned is everyone who's been through this, it's almost like you see each other in a different light, and everyone wants to help everyone, which is so beautiful. I can't tell you how many people, like now that I'm going through my renewal, have been like, Aisha, meet my attorney. Like, I have a really good one if you would want an intro. Like, everyone wants to help each other in this process, which is also really cool. Like, whenever I meet someone in LA who is not even from like Canada, but they're from like another country, they just see me. They're like, I get it. Like, immigration is no joke. And we just see each other on another level. It's kind of pretty cool. And then my last note on that is be ready, you know, be so ready. Mentally get yourself to that state where you're not entertaining any other limiting belief and just trusting in your process, and what's meant to be will always be. Time flies when you're here. So one other note actually on that is that once you have your visa, just like truly live up to what you are meant to do for it. So for example, with my business, I just like am being meticulous with how we're tracking everything that we're doing in the States, and you know, every contract, it depends on your visa, of course. For mine, I have to do this on the business side, but being so intentional with how you are keeping track with all your documents and just doing the best you can while you are living here, because it also affects, like, I know O1s are what, you know, a lot of celebrity talent has, or speakers and authors, and also like an O1 is based off of your rewards, your credibility, your press. So continuing to gather all of that. Like, I'm even doing that for my visa with speaking engagements I'm done, and you know, different press I have, because it just strengthens who I am as a founder and an entrepreneur. And I wish like I was even more intentional with it, because when I got my visa and my first year in business, I remember I spoke at a lot of events, and I wish I just had like them more accessible and organized. So being really organized with that. There's a lot of rules around E2s as well, or visas in general, with how you can migrate to a green card. I think a lot of people that I meet in the States who are American, they're always like, oh, do you have a green card, or oh, are you going to apply for your green card? There's a process on like how to go about that. And there's certain visas, like I know if you get married, there's obviously different protocols around like what you have to do, how long that takes and all that, but that can go right to a green card. So it's understanding, like getting all those questions answered by a lawyer, because even for an E2, like we're doing a renewal on the E2 this year. And then maybe from the E2, we'll go to an O1, and then from an O1, we'll go to the green card. Like, it's not, you can't do E2 to green card. Like, I don't make the rules. I'm just saying, like, understanding, like, those journeys on like what will plant you towards the green card, that's what like a really great attorney can help you navigate in the best way around it. I remember with my lawyer, we were chatting through like what the next best visa is. Like, do we transition to an O-1B or do we stick with an E-2, renew it, and then scale a company more and then transition to an O-1? There's a lot of different avenues and ways, and it's so important to get educated on that and explore all your options. You guys, I can truly talk about this for a very long time, and this is why I think I would love to do a series. And what would be super helpful is if you guys have any particular questions on this journey, definitely let me know on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. I would love to hear personal stories and different questions you guys have, because I am an open book truly when it comes to this, just because I know how much I would have valued personal advice, personal experience, especially around this journey. But one thing I will say, and I'm going to say it to anyone who's listening to this, regardless if you're going through this journey, is that if you have a desire, if you have a dream, you have a duty to fulfill it. And it's a birthright to fulfill it. Like, any desire you have was planted for a reason. And I just want to say that if you have a desire, it will be fulfilled when you take action on it. And I just will say, just don't give up on yourself, because it's, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And I think that like sometimes when the journey isn't linear or it has roadblocks and we have detours and all of those things, like trusting that, you know, it's just levels, it's getting you where you want to be. But in order to be a magnet for it, in order to grow into the person, the vessel that you need to be, to be a magnet for that desire, you have to go through sometimes that different avenue, and just trusting and having so much faith for the journey and so much gratitude for all parts of it, because it's shaping you to who you are and it's shaping you to the person you're meant to be, to live the life that you're meant to live and fulfill the desires that you have. So never shortchange yourself. Miracles are natural. They are natural. We need to reprogram our brain that they're not, because they are. And synchronicities are so flowing for you. So listen to my other solo podcast, because I go ham on internaling on the internal programming and rewiring your belief system, because that is so the foundation of it all. And it matters so much on like what you think about yourself, how you perceive yourself, rewiring those limiting beliefs that aren't serving you to adopt the ones that do. And I'm telling you that as you continue to strengthen that element of you, man, you can create, you can be, you can do, you can have anything. And it's such a powerful way to be, because you end up creating your own reality. And it also helps you rewire every single adversity that may come your way, because you just know, you know, I only have this adversity because the universe knows I can handle it. I only am getting this lesson, this relationship that wronged me, because I'm meant to learn and grow from it. And at the other side, from learning the lesson, there's radical growth, there's radical blessings, there's so much opportunity. And I am so grateful. So thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I need to know. Thank you, universe, for the lessons, for the blessings, and for it all. I love you so much if you made it to the end of this episode. If you did, it would mean the world if you can give us a rating and review on whatever platform you are listening on. It helps this podcast reach more people. It helps the podcast grow. And you know, we're all about growing our high vibe community. Now, I am sending utmost love for all of you guys. No matter where you're at in your journey, trust that it is meant for you, and you are better for every single thing that is happening in your life, because you are on the path. Because you're on the path, I just want to honor you. I want to honor you. I want to see you, and I want to tell you that you're killing it, and it just means the world that you are a part of this family. I'm going to leave it here, and I hope that wherever you're at in your day, it's a beautiful day, and I will see you in the next one.